Every Monday, we love to talk television, and the one and only person we talk television with, others have tried, but they have failed. This is the Oracle. She joins us again. How are you, my love?
I'm fabulous, and letting them all know they will always fail.
And our theme today is crazy competitions, starting with Taskmaster on SBS. What's that?
That's right. We're already failing, right? So we started on the theme. Taskmaster is on SBS, but it's also on Binge. It's one of those shows that when you see it, you go, why am I not watching this all the time? How did it pass me by? It's an English show. There are 13 seasons, and that's why they're across two platforms. Basically, old season on SBS, new season on Binge.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone knows Greg Davies, he's this comedian who's like 7 foot tall. He was in Cuckoo. He's been in a bunch of other stuff. He is the Taskmaster, and he's assisted by a straight man called Alex Holmes. And then every season pits five comedians against each other where they do incredibly stupid tasks for dumb prizes.
Right.
It sounds ridiculous. The premise is ridiculous, but it is pee your pants, laugh out loud, funny. It's something the whole family can watch. It is subversive, but not super rude. And so the kind of task, and they run it, and they're all some Australian comedians on it, New Zealand, English comedians. They're people that you'll often recognise.
Mm.
And a season runs, like, I don't know, several months. So they basically do these tasks between their other gigs. So it kind of, that's sort of interesting as well. So the kind of task they have to do is like, they have 20 minutes to collect as much sweat as they can.
Right.
Or they go in a room with this, just a normal room that's got all kinds of stuff in it, like furniture and books and things like that. And they get a note, and the note says, hide these two eggplants. And so they can do whatever they like. So somebody hides it in a thing, but you know, like behind a shelf. But then this other comedian just stomps on them really hard and shoves them under the carpet. They can be as creative or as crazy, you know, as they like. Pretty much whatever they like, as long as they complete the task. And then the taskmaster gives them points, and it's again incredibly subjective. You know, they can just give points or not give points for whatever they like. And then the each episode ends with a 100-second kind of, flash round where they have to do something like pop balloons, or they have to cover themselves in sticky notes. And it's just ridiculous and honestly one of the funniest, enjoyable things I've seen for a very long time. I'd like to see what people think about it because we're really loving it.
All right. And now the second one you want to talk about, we did discuss this, or you introduced it to us a couple of years ago, Blown Away. I don't like a lot of these competition shows, but Blown Away about the glass blowing is one of my favourites. I love it.
Yeah, look, and this is basically, it's one of these things they do at Christmas with a lot of these shows. They just use that format. They've brought back five of the old Blown Away contestants that didn't win, and they basically get another go, but this time they do it for charity. $10,000 for charity, $10,000 for themselves, quick and dirty. Every Blown Away task is Christmas-related. So it's something that we're familiar with a little bit of Jingle Bells on top.
Indeed. The beauty of Blown Away is the tension there, because if something goes wrong, it's smashed and you got to start all over again.
A lot of these shows you look at, these sorts of competitive reality shows, you kind of think, well, if I tried hard enough, I could probably do it. Or,
yep.
You know, I can see where the skill comes from. But glass blowing looks so incredibly hot.
Yes.
And hard and technical, and they're doing it under a time pressure. And, it is one of those things that when you watch it, you are blown away by this skill set.
Yep. Yeah. No, it is definitely one of the best ones. Check out that Blown Away, the Christmas special. And, of course, Irene will be joining us again next week with some more great television. Thanks, my love.
My pleasure. There's so much good stuff coming up.